even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. And they put the fat upon the breasts, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breasts and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded.
Why did the knees prevent me, or why the breasts that I should suck? His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow.
But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast.
Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant row. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love.
A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts.
Thy two breasts are like two young roses that are twins which feed among the lilies.
Thy two breasts are like two young roses that are twins. This thy stature is like to a palm tree, and thy breasts to clusters of grapes. I said, I will go up to the palm tree, I will take hold of the boughs thereof. Now also thy breasts shall be as clusters of the vine, and the smell of thy nose like apples.
Oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked the breasts of my mother! When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee, yea, I should not be despised.
We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts.
That ye may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory.
I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare.
And they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth.
There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and poured their whoredom upon her.
Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out, and thou shalt break the surge thereof, and pluck off thine own breasts, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God.
Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts.
Give them, O Lord.
What wilt thou give?
Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts.
Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet.
And Huzzab shall be led away captive, she shall be brought up, and her maids shall lead her as with the voice of doves, tabering upon their breasts.
And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned.
And the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.